Yes, maybe the BIM task group, after they've got 2016 out of the way and the level two BIM is around, maybe they can start to push BIM for landscape. Do it. That's our advice. Now, finally, one other landscape BIM resource that is going to be released very soon, I'm sure you're very much aware of it, is Henry Fenby Taylor of Colour Urban Design's BIM for Landscape book. Now, it's due to be released later in this year. It seems like Henry is someone who is very much leading the crusade, like yourself. Whilst we can't really comment too much on the book because it's not out, we've not read it, the publicity that it's receiving so far and the fact that he's going to be speaking at BIM Show Live, obviously, it's a great thing for landscape architecture, for BIM, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I was slightly surprised that a book was the format that we were going to look at for a digital concept. It kind of slightly, that was my first sort of impression, but actually thinking about it, a reference book is a fantastic resource. And there's a saying that we keep our best information for books. And I think that's the case, that it will be an amalgamation of all the expertise that Henry's researched. I think that we also need some really good online resources just for landscape architecture, just, our own kind of online space. The whole thing of BIM is common data environments, and at the moment it's just everywhere. So I really do think there's scope for perhaps our institute or somebody to really focus on us and have a specialist place for our information.
Well,
I mean, there's lots of different places, but it's just, if you, yeah, sorry, go
I was just going to say, let's hope, maybe this conversation will inspire someone to take that leap
on.
and set up that small, that niche group or whatever to try and push this through. Because, yep, BIM for landscape is definitely a thing and it definitely needs to be happening more often. So, and like BIM, it's not going to go away. The landscape architects are not going to disappear. So let's fingers crossed throughout this year, there'll be much more ground being broke on the subject. So, Claire, that was a nice professional talk. Now it's time to get to know you a little bit personally as we get into the quick fire crunch time questions. I'm going to set the timer on the clock. So, are you ready?
Yep,
Okie
definitely.
doke, it's crunch time. Claire, as a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I know it's a bit sad, but I actually wanted to be a landscape architect from when I was 14.
Yes, well, at least you knew what you were doing.
And I've never changed my mind, so
Fantastic.
yes, exactly.
Fantastic. Now, imagine that you were organising some music entertainment for a BIM event. Which three acts, alive or dead, would be your ideal bookings?
Right, first one would be Radiohead,
Oh.
who I love to pieces. Then an amazing singer called Emiliana Torini, who she's not as famous as Radiohead. And then a bit of an 80s throwback, Depeche Mode. I
Oh, what a
absolutely love them
nice
as well.
Depeche Mode. Very good. Some nice choices there. May have to Spotify the middle one. Now, if you were to be a guest on any TV chat show, whose would you pick and why?
Can I cheat slightly? Because I really hate TV chat shows where some celeb comes on and they plug a book and they are asked for main questions. Could I, as a child of the 70s, can I say, could I be on the Muppet Show?
Yes, you
Would that
can.
count as a chat show?
They could interview you, that's fine.
Thank
Who's
you.
your favourite Muppet?
Exactly. Oh, you have to be interviewed by Kermit, don't you,
Oh, well,
really?
there you go, I suppose. What do you prefer, books, music, or movies?
I really can't decide. I looked at that one and I just thought, it just depends. The thought of never reading a book again, or never hearing a piece of music, or never watching a movie, it was just too fundamental. So can I wimp out on that
You
one?
can wimp out. I'm not living without music, so that's my one there.
No, I suppose so. Yeah, but
Now, what is an interesting fact about yourself?
my interesting fact is that I've been trying to learn Swedish for a number of years.
Nice, very, very good. And I can't speak another language, so more power to you. And the time is about to go. There we go. But
Oh, okay.
it's my show. I will ask you one more question.
Okay.
Which actress would you choose to play yourself in a film of your life?
I would choose the British actress Emily Watson because I think she's absolutely fantastic, and she's
Yes.
one of those people that you'd probably think, "Oh, what's she been in?" But she, when she's the person, she's actually that person. So she's my
Excellent
choice.
choice. Right, well, Claire, thank you very much for your time today. Perhaps one of the most interesting editions of Crunch Time so far. Before you go, can you let people know where you are on
Thank
social?
you.
You're very welcome. Can you let people know where you are on social media before you go?
On Twitter, I'm at Thirlwallasoc, as in associates abbreviated. And I'm also on LinkedIn. You search me there. I think my profile's fully available to look at on LinkedIn.
Excellent. And then the website for your business is?
It's www.thirlwall-associates.co.uk.
Well, Claire, brilliant. Thank you very much for your time today. Listeners, stay tuned because another edition of Crunch Time will be coming up in 2 weeks' time. So have a great weekend. And Claire, have a great weekend yourself.